Clodagh Walsh is here now to tell us what it says in today's papers.
It was a beautiful evening yesterday, and it's captured in all its glory in a photo on the front of the Irish Times this morning. It shows the spires of Christ Church and St Audens Church silhouetted against the autumn sunset. And we're talking hundreds of millions on the front of that paper in the Irish Examiner. The Examiner reports that local authorities across the country have been forced to write off at least €500 million in commercial rates over the course of the recession as businesses collapse under the weight of their debts. While the Times reports that the HSE says that worst case scenario, its deficit for this year could be close to €300 million, double the Minister for Health's estimate of €150 million. In correspondence seen by the paper, the Director General of the HSE warned that the €300 million figure could rise and maybe a fall in tax for hard-pressed working families. In an interview in the Irish Independent, the Taoiseach said that as the economy picks up, he felt it might be possible to ease the tax burden on working people. No specific promises, though. And there appears to be no easing of austerity for many families. That's according to the findings from the Growing Up in Ireland study, which is published today. The Times says the study notes the financial difficulties experienced by families have been both pervasive and persistent. In relation to health, the report found that 15% of five-year-old children are overweight and 5% are obese. And most of the papers this morning have details of the latest findings from that study. The Independent reports that the new National Children's Hospital will not open until the end of 2018 and not the spring of that year, as the Minister for Health had indicated. The body responsible for building the hospital says the facility will be delayed by at least 6 months. And alongside that article, there's a child's drawing of what the new hospital might look like. And it includes a dolphin pool, a roller coaster and a massaging flying bed. The continuing controversy over top-up payments paid to senior staff and health agencies is the lead for the Irish Daily Mail. Elsewhere in that paper, it says that ESB workers have been told they should forfeit their 55% discount on home electricity and other work-related benefits if they go on strike. Meanwhile, the Independent reports that manufacturing companies are asking staff to work additional shifts over the next fortnight so they can meet pre-Christmas orders in the event of a strike at the ESB. Well, there's lots of photos in all the papers this morning of last night's Bord Gáis Energy Irish Book Awards, which took place in Dublin. The novel of the year went to Roddy Doyle. Author John Banville received a Lifetime Achievement Award, and indeed there'll be an interview with John Banville on this programme a little later. And many of the papers also carry photos of the Irish woman who was allegedly held as a slave in London for 30 years. This makes the lead for the Herald, and details of which you will have heard in our own bulletin. On their front page, the Irish Sun, the Independent and the Examiner all carry a photo of Nigella Lawson, the Sun leading with a story about the chef. Reports that her husband, Charles Saatchi, has accused her of taking cocaine. The accusation came during a court case in which the couple's former PAs are accused of committing fraud. And finally, there's a photo of Independent TD Finian McGrath in the Independent. He's walking with the aid of a crutch, having suffered a torn ligament while practising the Charleston on Saturday. He's one of the politicians due to take part in a dance competition in aid of breast cancer next month. He told the paper he was trying a leg flip when he did the damage.
And best of luck with his recovery. Thank you very much, Clodagh. It's 12 minutes past seven.